From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed for a second consecutive day on Monday to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid to reach people in need.
We're not going to do something that we think has less than what we believe is a legitimate opportunity to be able to try to get the job done.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry. The diplomats met in Hangzhou, China, where world leaders were gathered for the G20 summit. President Obama and Vladimir Putin had their own sideline meeting at the summit. The U.S. president told reporters within the past hour he had a candid meeting with Vladimir Putin discussing the fight against terrorists and cybersecurity. President Obama heads to Laos Monday, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited the country. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN Summit, and the East Asia Summit, where he will seek to further deepen ties and increase America's influence in the region. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. Japan's cabinet secretary said the launch is a clear act of provocation, not only to our country, but to the international community, considering the timing of its launch coinciding with the G20 summit in China. A U.S. official attending the summit condemned North Korea's action, calling the missile launches a threat to both aircraft and maritime vessels operating in the region. Facing intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to deploy to the deployment of 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the peacekeepers were not accepted. This is VOA News. A partially built parking garage has collapsed in Israel, injuring 18 people, trapping at least three. There were no immediate reports of fatalities there. Several pro-democracy candidates are celebrating their legislative election victories in Hong Kong in a move to likely aggravate Beijing.
Several pro-democracy candidates won their legislative election bids in Hong Kong in a move likely to aggravate Beijing. Sunday's election saw a record voter turnout, which helped usher in a younger crop of Democrats and helped the group retain their one-third veto block in the 70-seat Legislative Council. This was the first election since the 2014 student-led Umbrella Revolution, in which thousands of demonstrators brought the city's financial center to a standstill. Demonstrators were calling for less interference and more political autonomy from the mainland, but were ultimately thwarted by Beijing-backed police.
That was Julie Knows reporting. Election Day in the United States is still 2 months away, but in keeping with a process that can at times seems like it never ends, voters in some states can begin casting votes this month, even before the two major candidates hold their first debate. U.S. presidential politics, the candidate for the Republicans, Donald Trump, he's edging out, seems to be closer to Hillary Clinton, the Democrat, in public opinion polls 2 weeks ahead of their first face-to-face debate leading into the November 8th election. An apparent terrorist attack in the Philippines, where President Rodrigo Duterte's hometown is located, which is normally known for its public safety, will escalate the government's battle with the violent Muslim rebels and could change the course of decades of civil conflict. Abu Sayyaf militants have taken responsibility for the bombing late Friday night at a market in Davao that killed 14 people and injured dozens more. Duterte has pledged to wipe out Abu Sayyaf terrorists. And demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday, with signs reading Temer out in election now. Tens of thousands protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. And today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day is in the U.S. the first Monday in September, became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.